the propulsion system of the beings that came down here.
Yeah.
What was that?
Okay, the propulsion system is actually the most fascinating part of all of this. My research suggests that, you know, matter antimatter is the crux of the power source. But in subtle wavelengths, the human brain generates an enormous amount of electrochemical power. And perhaps alien brains, such as the species of Gray, produce even greater either frequencies or either frequencies or perhaps types of power that are on different frequencies from the electrical and chemical manner in which we measure brain power. And I think that there's a combination of propulsion modes that are used in the different vehicles. I think that some of the energy comes from the flight crew, from their brains and central nervous systems, but that it's recycled. The ship doesn't drain them. It recycles their energy through an advanced conservation of angular momentum.
But it does use them.
But does use them. But then you have a matter-antimatter reactor that's in everything from the Roswell ship to the ship described by Bob Lazar to the power core described by a number of abductees to me and to other colleagues. So you have that. And then on some of the Arrowwing vehicles, you have these power tiles embedded in the belly. And you have to remember, everything's flush and everything's homogeneous. There's no lines or seams. Everything's seamless. There's no subcomponents. It's all grown. And we'll talk about that in a minute, because I want to envision orbiting vats in the corona of a star or deep in the hot, heavy pressure areas of gas giants where these spaceship factories would be. And I just believe that they have the ability to tap into the electromagnetic fields of planets that are able to generate electromagnetic fields, just like the Earth does.
How many craft do you think are in this solar system right now?
Well, conservatively, I believe that there have been about 15,000 visitations in the last century or so.
15,000 visitations, okay.
Which means that there probably have been, you know, if you put 15,000 cars in a parking lot at, you know, Dodger Stadium, you have a lot of cars.
Yeah, but these didn't all come at the same time.
No, they're spread out. A lot of my fellow researchers disagree with me on this. They believe that, the visitations per year are literally in the millions. I don't think the evidence supports that. But I do believe that there are plenty of visitations and that there's a lot of ongoing harvesting, but that you aren't going to see battle fleets and air show formations of discoid or Arrowwing or trianguloid vehicles in the skies overhead in plain sight all the time. Just like you're not going to see them land on the White House lawn. And there's a big reason for that.
Well, George, I had a story just an hour ago that scientists have said that the dragonfly has an ability in air to make itself invisible from its prey.
Absolutely. I can confirm that. I can also tell you that it does, that dragonflies have these tiny little scales on their wings and on their bodies that reflect and refract light. Certain kinds of moths and butterflies have them too. If you look at them under the microscope, it's amazing. And the iridescence, if it bends the light away from where the target happens to be sitting, you're just going to get a mirage effect, which is the same thing that these propulsion fields do when the vehicles are in slow speed or levitation mode. The more you intensify the power, the less visible the craft is. It was like Bob Lazar was telling Art Bell and in one of his interviews, that you get this mirage effect, but you also get this thing where if you wick up the amplifiers, you'll get this black dot or this black zone in the direction that the vehicle wants to go.
Right.
This is manipulation of light in intense electromagnetic fields. The other thing you have to remember is that UFOs, for whatever reason, seem to give off, and whether it's the ones made by us or the ones made by them, it seems to be the same problem. They give off microwave radiation when you're up close, strong enough to cook hell out of you.
Yeah, well, we've had reports of people who have been fried.
That's a byproduct. You've got guys that have been fried badly in Russia and guys that have been fried badly in Canada, and the only difference between them is the patterns based on the angle of their body to the portion of the vehicle that they were closest
That's true.
And then you've got John Schussler's famous Cash Landrum case.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Cash and Mrs. Landrum.
And the child, I think.
And that young man. They were exposed to microwave radiation, and they paid for years and years and years.
Well, it's entirely possible, then, that like the dragonfly, somehow these UFO craft have an ability to cloak themselves. They may be out there now.
Yeah, but they use field propulsion, whereas the dragonfly uses iridescent scales that manipulate light based on the material in the scales, which are made of, you know, hair-like material.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the fact that the craft have the ability to use it might explain why we can't see these many, many visitations.
It's very possible.